meeting of the Board of Local Building Authority for Emery County. It is September 3rd, 2024, 2:36 p.m. We're at the Emery County Courthouse Commission Chambers at 75 East Main Street in Castledale, Utah. We'll open the agenda. Item number one, discuss, approve, deny the July 16th, 2024 LBA meeting minutes.
I move that we approve the July 16th, 2024 LBA meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes for July of 2024. All in favor, Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sissert, aye. Item two, approval of any bills to be paid to the local building authority.
Just regular, every time they come through, we do dual signatures so that we're not holding them up. So I don't have any like specific ones waiting right now. I do have a couple that you guys will review and sign later today. I just haven't had a chance to get with you.
I move that we approve bills to be paid.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve paying the bills. All in favor, Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sissert, aye. Number three, ratification of change order number two from PRT Builders on the Huntington Senior Center.
So this is a decrease, and it's actually just removing the commercial kitchen equipment. It's right around $250,000. Removing that cost from the contractor cost, because we are going to purchase that on our own and save like the markup and stuff like that. So that's just removing the commercial kitchen equipment from PRT's total.
I move that we ratify the change order number two from PRT Builders on Huntington Senior Citizen Center.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to ratify change order number two on the Senior Center. All in favor, Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sissert, aye. Item four, ratification of change order number two from TSJ Construction on the gasification metal building project, which is the building at the research center.
Yep, so, and also just so you guys know, these were from like June and July, but so that we weren't holding up work on this for you and you guys signed them, we're just ratifying now. So this was purchase, supply, and installation of 3 14-by-20-foot commercial grade garage doors. They're right around $7,500 per door. So this change order is an increase of $26,982 on that project, which still keeps us within the budget, but it is an increase on this portion of the project.
I move that we ratify.
Before you do that, though, just so you know, that's a considerable savings because those doors got knocked down to 20-foot doors. The original building was designed for 24-foot doors. It was going to be three times more money, and we backed off and went to a smaller door.
Well, that's good. I'll move that we approve this ratification of change order number two from TSJ Construction on the gasification building.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to ratify change order number two from TSJ Construction on the gasification building. All in favor? Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sissert, aye. Okay, number five, ratification of change order number two from Busk Incorporated on the gasification metal building project.
So again, this is related to the garage doors, and this is additional and corrected size of parts for the garage doors. So it's an increase of $7,072.85 on those.
And what that is when we made a smaller door opening, or a smaller door, they had to go back and redesign and add metal in to take up the space in the doorways. So they had to re-engineer the door opening.
I'd move to approve the ratification change order number two from Busk Incorporated on the gasification building.
I'll second.
There was a motion and a second to ratify change order number two from Busk Incorporated on the gasification building. All in favor, Jensen?
Aye.
Excuse me. Leonard?
Aye.
Sissert, aye. Item number six, any other business that may come before the board?
I had a good meeting with Dan this morning, an hour or so, on the gasification budget. So change order number three will be coming, just so you guys know. We don't have a dollar amount yet, but it has to do with the man doors on the building, some compaction work under, like, where they did dirt work and then where the kiln will sit. They didn't, when Scott did that, it didn't get compacted and it's already settling. So that kiln, I guess, is super heavy. And they had to bring in a compactor and compact all of that. Otherwise, we would have, it would have fallen apart. And then some finish grading around the building. So as you exit doors, there's a concrete landing, but most of them have like an 8 or 10 inch drop around the concrete. So they're going to bring in material, whatever, of to just do some finish grading around the building. Even with change order number 3, that will be some increases. We're still within the budget that we have. So it was a good meeting and we went over everything. So I hate, like, I still don't say we're under budget because the whole thing was over. This is our reduced scope, but we're comfortable in the budget right now, even considering change order 3. Like, nowhere is super tight, nowhere's over, nowhere's drastically under. Like, it's actually, it's pretty good right now where we stand today. So
The only thing I had with the senior building, it looks good. Are we still having the stage? Did we have to shrink it?
No.
Did we have to shrink it even more? Are we okay having
we
that?
We didn't shrink it at all.
Okay.
We just did that kitchen stuff, and we we were wrestling with the decision on whether to bring the power in to a power pole overhead or whether to bring it all in underground. Underground was more expensive, but we were wrestling on whether it was worth the extra money to not have
make
a power pole
nice,
and
yeah.
a power line. But when they quoted out the transformers for the big three-phase transformers, a transformer bank for underground was 18-month delivery, 12 to 18-month delivery. So we don't have any choice but to go through the air. So we'll save the money and have a little bit of an eyesore. But we stand there at that building and look around, and every other house and building in that part of town has a through-the-air line coming to it. And once you get used to them, you don't notice them. So
okay.
So that decision kind of made itself. It saved us like $6,000 or $8,000 or something, but we didn't have any choice.
Okay. And then who's going to help us shop for that?
Who's going to what?
We'll help us shop for the kitchen things. We'll have Robbie here.
Yeah, Robbie has approved.
Awesome.
Robbie's approved everything, and they've already got it. It's all itemized
just
out.
Just our final quote needs your signatures.
Yeah. It's just a matter of issuing a PO.
Did we save a little bit?
Yeah, I think the markup was...
Well, and even if we could get a little more...
Well, there was the markup, but then it was also... I don't understand that. I always thought that if you were building a government, something for a government...
They'd give you discount.
You didn't pay taxes, but they were taxing them. Mm-hmm. So by us buying it, we saved their markup, and we also don't pay taxes.
Yep, and I've
so
done all
So we saved twice on the kitchen.
Okay. Once I get your signature, it'll be considered ordered... And I've got a good conversation chain going between Wyatt and Rob and myself and that commercial kitchen place because they had to have the timeline so that we don't end up with equipment being delivered and nowhere to put it yet. So they're all coordinating to make sure it's ordered, it's waiting for us, and it is here at the right time. So as far as like the furnishings and stuff,
well, that
not,
I think that
but
comes
just
through
the
a
kitchen.
Different pot that we allocated some money for. The last thing I had, just letting the board know that we had the senior center deep cleaned, so it's good
the
to
the old
have,
one?
Yeah. The old one, it was deep cleaned, bathrooms, carpet polished,
was you
kitchen.
Over there? Have you been over there?
I haven't since they've cleaned it, no.
Have you been there since the horse trailer went through it, though?
No.
Okay. I just wondered what
they're
the
planning on fixing
like.
That. But it's, at least we've, feel like we've done our due diligence, cleaned it. Thanks, Huntington City, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
I'm thankful for the sign.
Well,
because we were
send a yeah, I got to send a copy of that picture, a picture of that to CIB. They asked that we let people know that CIB money was doing that. So I've got a picture of it. I just got to send it to Candace today.
And I am thankful for that because there was also. Concerned people thinking that we were bringing dirt in for the new Maverick.
No, I heard it was solar too when it was.
You heard what?
Someone said.
Solar on Main Street.
We were thinking about building solar on Main
Street. Solar on Main Street?
Well,
the
contractors.
Noticed, so
yeah, we put signs up because we put the first sign up saying that it's going to be a senior center, and then we had another one made that said it was CIB funds that we wanted it to say your mineral money's at work to show people that it's being paid for by coal, but the contractors were having people pull over and making them get off their loader and stuff and ask, "What are you building here?" So we built two signs.
Perfect. Oh yeah, it's good. That's all I have.
Okay, we'll look for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
So turn off the recorder.